That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. Now this week, President Obama is coming toward the end of his term, and it seems like he might finally be getting the respect I think a lot of people would say he deserves from the American public. This isn't necessarily the case abroad, though, with a couple of diplomatic faux pas making headlines this week. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us again on the Daily Program. So we're talking snubs against Obama this week. Firstly, the lack of the red carpet for his arrival in China at the G20 summit. Do you think this was a deliberate snub?
Well, there are two stories. One is, it was not the national capital. And so the people in Guangzhou didn't know how to do it. But that sounds unlikely. It seems as if they wanted to give him a message that they're big and powerful and important, and they could rattle him, particularly over the South China Seas. So is a rattling the president.
So I guess this kind of comes in the context of what we've spoken about in the past with China and Russia sort of gaining more confidence and perhaps a little bit of arrogance that goes along with that in standing up to some other nations.
Well, this China's a little different. China wants to be a important player in every respect, but it doesn't want to follow the convention of an important player. They want to play by their own rules. So it's a tougher one to handle.
Now, Republican candidate Donald Trump has said if they showed him the same disrespect, he'd have turned the plane around and gone home. But surely that says more about his temperament than it does about Obama's situation.
Well, Trump needs to say that, because he's a tough guy. The president of the United States has a more world situation where he has to set the scene. And so Obama couldn't do that.
Now, what is most certainly a deliberate snub, if you could call it a snub? Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte called Obama a son of a whore ahead of a planned meeting in Laos. Obama then turned around and canceled the meeting. Do you think he did the right thing here?
Yes. In this case, it was a face-to-face. Snubbing him was exactly what the guy wanted to do. And so the president responded in kind. In the case of China, it may have been an accident. He didn't want to do anything that upset the Chinese government, but he probably said something behind closed doors to let them know that this better not happen again.
It kind of speaks to Duterte's unpredictability. The man has been taking part in this brutal war on drugs in his country, literally state-sponsored murder, a whole slew of human rights violations. Short of resorting to their old Cold War banana republic tricks, how is Washington actually looking to handle the situation in the Philippines at this point when we've got a guy that doesn't even want to sit down to a face-to-face meeting?
The United States has a lot of tools. The Americans control about 30-50% of the economy in the Philippines. So if the U.S. started pulling the train and saying, we're not going to deliver these goods, we're not going to play ball with you, we're not going to recognize your citizens when they come to the United States, we're not going to do business with you, that's going to have a huge impact. And I think that's what's going to happen.
And we mentioned before, President Obama, he's had this upshoot in his approval ratings. His approval ratings have really rocketed up as we've gotten into the meat of the 2016 presidential campaign. What do you think this is going to be leading to at the tail end of Obama's presidency? Is he going to be putting most of this goodwill behind getting Hillary Clinton elected, or is he still looking to secure his own legacy at this point in time?
Well, I think he's doing the legacy thing. Hillary Hillary Clinton is being allowed to do her own thing. He's giving her support, but he has to build his legacy. So going out on top is very important. He really wants to do things in the United States after the president. So he's planning to get on the gun and also to get on poverty. So he needs that prestige to attack those issues.
And perhaps just as a final point, when we talk about Obama's legacy, one of the well, I don't want to say opportunity because it's a little bit morbid to say an opportunity, but the opening on the U.S. Supreme Court, rather interesting news this week where President Obama has, well, he's actually sort of indicated an appointee of the Muslim faith to the Supreme Court. This is obviously causing a little bit of waves in the United States, and a little bit of waves consider all the rhetoric we've seen aimed at Obama in the past. Looking at it in terms of Obama's legacy, what do you make of this move?
I don't know about that. I hadn't heard much about it. But I suspect it's really a play to get the Republicans saying, oh, God, we don't want that. Let's take one of the guys who suggested.
Well, Ed, always a pleasure, mate, to have you on each and every week and having a bit of a chat about what's going on in the United States and around the world.
Thank you, mate. I'll talk next week.
Yeah, see you then.
Bye.